If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. I want to begin reading this evening, if God will be our help, verse 1. And the Bible says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain He covered His face, and with twain He covered His feet, and with twain He did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thine sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. I want to preach just a little while this evening, it's got to be my help, on this thought, when we have a vision. When we have a vision, as we see here, I read in your hearing this evening, the Bible says that Isaiah was the year that King Uzziah died. And now King Uzziah had been reigning and ruling over Israel for about 52 years. Amen. That's a pretty long time. That's just about a lifetime. But the Bible says it was in the year that King Uzziah died. And the Bible says, and I want you to notice very carefully, it said that in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah says this, he said, I saw, amen. I will say praise God. When we come to the point of seeing, God can begin to reveal things. God can begin to show us mighty works, praise God. And we can't see, praise God, till we begin to see. Amen. But when we begin to see the mighty hand of God and we begin to recognize Him as the God of glory, then God can begin to minister to our hearts. But we see Isaiah in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Now I want to say what took place when old King Uzziah died. Brother Jeff O. Isaiah, praise God, he realized that he was just a mortal man. Amen. Just like me and you, he was mortal. Praise God, he lived and he died just like we will. Praise God, if the Lord tires, he's coming. Glory to God, in a little while, me and you going to outstrip this old life, and praise God, we'll go by the grave. But praise be to God, when we begin to see and begin to realize that we just old mortal men, praise God, in needing of help today, we can be satisfied in the blessed hope that we've got, one that's gone before us, that's prepared a way, praise God, so we don't have to be afraid of dying, we don't have to be afraid of death, and praise God tonight, we don't have to be afraid of living. Amen. Amen. I'm glad tonight that we can live in a life of abundance, because of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. So what happened? Isaiah took his eyes off of King Uzziah and he put his eyes on God. You know, we need to take our eyes off the world and the things around us. Praise God, that'll disturb us and hinder us, and just put our eyes on God. Focus on the one, give us some help. Amen. The world can't help us. Amen. The world can't help. Don't have nothing for us. But praise God, God's got it all. So what did the Bible say? He took his eyes off of man. And the man sings, and he put his eyes on God. And when he began to look to God, he began to see Him. And the Bible said he began to see Him sitting on a throne. Amen. He began to see Him high, and he began to see Him lifted up. And when we begin to see Him high and lifted up, when we put Him on a place where He deserves to be in our life, praise God, we begin to see Him there. It's when God can begin to help us, praise God. God can begin to minister to us. God can begin to give us those things that He desires to give us. When we begin to see Him high lifted up on the throne of glory. Amen. I want to say all good things come from the throne of glory. Amen. All the good things in life, everything that we need, praise God, to help us in this journey of life comes from the throne of glory. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, we won't get it down here, but we'll get it up here.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, the old saying, praise God, down is up with God. We'll get down on our knees, on our face, and begin to agonize with God and say, Lord, I love you, and I know where you're at. I know that you're a help. I know that you're high and a lofty God. Then he can begin to help us. I believe old Isaiah began to get up, and then he began to see them seraphims. Now I can picture this in my mind. I say, God's got to paint me a picture. I begin to see these seraphims here, and the Bible talks of them. And he said, these seraphims, he said, and each one had six wings. He said, with twain they covered their face, with twain they covered their feet, and with twain they did fly. Amen? Now the Bible says, now why did they cover up? I believe, praise God, they used two of them wings to cover up their face so that they wouldn't look on the glory of God. Amen. So you know why? Because they didn't want to be like old Lucifer and fail. They wouldn't want to get their mind sidetracked. I pray God from just a mind in the Lord and doing what God have them. Pray God they covered their faith so that they wouldn't be a lusted after the glory of God. Amen. The Bible said they covered up their face and they covered up their feet. Amen. What are you talking about? Why did they cover up their feet? I believe it was self-conscious humility. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen. He said, I don't want to partake. I don't want to take any glory from the Lord. And praise God, I don't want to go anywhere and do anything, praise God, and dishonor my God. I want to go with a state of humility. I want to go, praise God, in the mindset of God and the mindset of serving the Lord.
Amen.
But just it said that light set of wings said they did fly. Why? What'd they do? They took off, praise God, to do the bidding of the Lord. Amen. In a humble attitude. He sees old Isaiah, he sees this playing out before his eyes. Watch, if we could see this tonight, praise God, it'd change our attitudes. It'd change our mindset. It'd get us locked down and keyed up and praise God and going in the right direction. If we could just see this tonight. And then the Bible said they began to cry out. Said one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy. Amen. You reckon they realized where they was at? Huh? You reckon them old seraphims realized where they was at? They said, holy, holy, holy. Amen. They didn't say holy moly either. They said, holy, holy, holy. Amen. They realized where they was at. They realized what they was in the presence of. Amen. Glory to God. He said, is the Lord of hosts, and the whole earth is full of what? His glory. Amen. They said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Who is that Lord of hosts? He's the King of glory. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the Lord of hosts. Bless his holy name. And the Bible goes on. See, I can see old Isaiah as he began to see this. And he said, in the post and the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. That's presence of God. The holy presence of God, the Holy Spirit of God just enveloped that place. Kind of like he does here sometimes. Praise God, it just gets so full that it's running over and running out in the windows. Praise God, and it gets out in the parking lot and out into the community. Amen. I like it when it gets like that. I told the folks, I'm looking for that during revival. Amen. I'm looking for that tonight. Amen. I'm looking for the Holy Ghost of God just to fill the place, God, to overflow and praise God. And we begin to get in on that and be partakers of it and begin to magnify Him and say, holy, 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 praise God, is the Lord of hosts. Praise God. Be partakers in that with Him. And boy, He begins to get the glory and He just blossoms the more. Amen. But then notice what takes place. Now we see this. We see this taking place in Isaiah as he begins to see Jesus. He begins to see God high and lifted up. Number one, that's what we got to do if we're ever going to get in a close contact and relationship with the Lord. We got to see Him high and lifted up. And not only do we got to see Him high and lifted up, but we got to come with a humbleness in our hearts. Amen. He can't do nothing with people that's heady and high-minded. That's why we got to come with a humble attitude and humble heart. In verse 5, then we see Isaiah, he said, then said I, Isaiah. And I like this way he says this. Then said I, woe is somebody else. No, he said, woe is me. Amen. Woe is me. He said, for I. Now notice the confession here. He said, for I am undone. You know what he's saying? He said, praise God, I'm realizing I've been cut off, amen, from God. I've alienated myself from the one that loves me. I've alienated myself from the one that's on high. Amen. He said, I'm undone. It's been severed. The connection's been severed. I mean, there's a lot of folks today trying to do right, but the connection's been severed. He says, woe is me, for I am undone. Why is he undone, preacher? What happened to him? He said, because I am a man of unclean lips. Did you hear that? A man of unclean lips. But not only does he say, I'm a man of unclean lips, but listen to what he goes on to say. And I dwell in the midst. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. What's he talking about? What makes unclean lips? The Bible says in Matthew, from the abundance of the heart, from the abundance of the heart, listen at me, look at me, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He says, I've been speaking things and doing things from the abundance of the heart, and my heart's not right. Amen. And he said, not only me, but the people I've been hanging out with, their heart ain't right either. Amen. So I've been hanging out with people, praise God, with unclean lips. The things that they're saying, the things that they're doing, praise God, it's not according to the will of God. He said, so I've been cut off. You ever wonder why things happen? You know how they say how that bad things happen to good people? Sometimes they do that when we turn our back on God and go in a different direction. Sometimes God has to put us down, praise God, so we have to look up. Amen. Sometimes God uses that to get our attention, to show us that He loves us, praise God, and He's got compassion on us when He should have just knocked us in the head. Amen. When we get out there in our own ungodliness. You know, Isaiah looked up and praise God, when he began to see God high and lifted up and recognized Him as God Almighty, he said, praise God. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips. He said, from the abundance of my heart, things ain't right. Amen. He come with a consciousness of his own shortcoming, a confession of his own wrongdoing. Amen. He said, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. What brought him down to a place of self-humility? It's seeing God high and lifted up. Because seeing ourselves, praise God, is not like Him. Amen. We are to be striving to be Christ-like. What does it mean to be a Christian? We'll hold up our hands. And if I asked you, you'd hold up your hand and say you was a Christian. A Christian means to be Christ-like. If we're not being Christ-like, if we're not acting like Christ, then we can't hold our hands and say we're a Christian. Hello? That's just the way it is. The Bible says that we're to be striving for perfection. What do we base our perfection on? On Christ Jesus our Lord. Our perfection is in Him. He is perfect, and we got to strive to be like Him. Will we ever be perfect? No, we won't. There ain't none of us perfect. But praise God, we ought to at least try to be perfect. Amen. God expects that, by the way. Amen. And He'll help us to do it if we'll let Him. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. Be holy. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says that He came with a humbleness, a self-humility. Now notice verse 6. He says, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. Now I want you to notice something here. These tongs that he takes up, he said he took that live coal off the altar. He said, this seraphim flies through with type of the Holy Ghost of God. He takes that live coal off the altar. Praise God. He brings it down to where Isaiah is. Praise God. And now he's done looked at into self-humility. He's done had a vision and a confession. Amen. He's done made a confession. Praise God. He's been going the wrong direction. You know what's wrong with us? We get heated, high-minded, and we won't admit that we've been wrong. We won't admit that we're going in the wrong direction till we can admit in humility that we're going in the wrong direction, confess our sins, make a turn in a different direction, praise God, in repentance. Amen. In repentance. Repentance means, praise God, a godly sorrow. Sorry, but we broke the heart of God, and the people are trying to help us turn away from, praise God, the way we've been going and turn to God. never go back the way we came, to what we came from. It ain't no good anyway. It was dragging us down. It was beating us up. Praise God. It wasn't encouraging us. It was discouraging us. Amen. But you know how the old devil plays? And he says, oh, well, you know, this is just a little pitfall. You know, things are going to get better. Soon as we can get straightened out just a little bit, get a couple of dollars. That's a big lie of the devil. If you get a couple of dollars, boy, you're going to be good. Don't worry about it. I'll help you take care of it. We'll get some of the buds. Amen. We'll get some of them old buds you got. Now, praise God, we'll get a few bucks and we'll be good to go. That stinking liar. You can't find them buds with a search warrant. Amen. You get down and out and discouraged. Praise God. There's nowhere around. Amen. But you can still count on Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You can call out Him. I don't care if it's dark in the middle of the night. Praise God. And He'll be there for you. Amen. You begin to pray, Seth, just tell Him to forgive your sin. Tell Him how much you love Him, how much, praise God, you appreciate Him being there for you. And praise God, it don't matter if you're there by yourself in the middle of a blizzard. Praise God, there'll be a warmth come. You got to snuggle you up in His bosom. He'll tell you He loves you, and He'll be there for you. Amen. Those buds won't be. Amen. They've done forsaken you. They've gone on to somebody else, got a couple dollars of their own. Hey, you say, well, preacher, that just ain't right. Yeah, it is, too. I've been there and done that. You ain't going to tell me. You ask any of these other fellas, other these ladies, they'll tell you. Praise God. Hey, it's just the way the devil works. But old Isaiah, he said, I'd make you to... Now notice what takes place. He begins to see the Lord. He begins to come in humility, and God begins to offer salvation. Amen. You know what's wrong with a lot of folks that's out there in the world? Amen. And doing their own thing, and they can't be satisfied with nothing because they've never been saved. They've had a profession without a possession. If you ever get the Holy Ghost of God living down in your heart, praise God, and He saves you by His marvelous grace, praise God, you'll have a new direction. You'll have a new focus, and you'll have a new desire. Amen. But He said, took that live call. Amen. Listen now. Now this represents the personal work of the Holy Ghost of God. The personal work. Do you get that? The personal working of the Holy Ghost. You know God, Holy Ghost of God's a personal Holy Ghost. He comes right to where you're at. You know why He does that? Because what I preached this morning. Because Jesus sends Him. Amen. You talk about love. Now that's love. When somebody said, hey, you know what? If somebody was in need of something and I realized it, and I didn't say, hey, look, you know, maybe we can get down there and give some help. Somebody in the church, praise God, was hurting, was hard up, needed some assistance. And praise God, and we found out about it, and we didn't go down there and assist them. We wouldn't have much love, would we? Amen. Well, God's the same way. Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, when we have a need, praise God, He knows what it is, and He sends help. But you know what we do? Most time we brush Him off. And we say, well, Lord, I'm going to do it my way. It's okay. Now, the help's right there. He's offering it up. It's there for you. But we'll push Him away and say, well, you know, I got this. That's a lie of the devil because we ain't got nothing.
Yes,
amen. We're just so distracted we don't even know where we're at. Amen.
Right.
Say amen or oh me.
Amen.
We're so distracted, don't know where we're at. And the old devil's saying, you know, you got this thing under you. You're doing good. Amen. You got this lick, buddy. You on the right road now. Stinking liar. And you in the valley of defeat. No way to get out, no hell, and no hope. Amen. But salvation comes from the Lord. He said in the Bible, said He laid it, that live coal, said, laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Now I want you to notice some things here. He said that his sin had been covered. Amen. It's been covered. How do you cover sin? We cover sin by the blood. It takes the blood to cover sins. It takes the blood of a risen Savior to cover our sins. He said, this has touched thy lips. The iniquity is taken away. The sin's purged. Amen. That iniquity, that sin that was in her life, praise God. In other words, what He did, He caused the sin to be dealt with. You know what's wrong with our lives, our Christian lives today? Now, I'm preaching because we want revival. I want revival. But what's wrong with us today, praise God, is we're not willing to deal with those things in our life. It's not right. Amen. And nobody else can do that. Remember, I preached last Sunday on the snare of the devil and the trap. There was nobody could get Jeffrey out of that trap but himself. There's nobody can get you out of the trap but yourself. You're the only one that can free yourself. And when you call upon the Lord, when you trust Him with all your might, when you put your iniquity away, when you deal with your sin. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do I know? The Holy Ghost of God will convict you of your sin. He'll show you where you're doing wrong and He'll help you to make it right. But it's up to you to make that choice to do right. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this, that you can choose the destiny of your life right now today. Amen. You can take charge of your life back today. I don't care who you are. By just trusting the Lord. He's offered us up. He's telling us how. He said the sin would be purged. Amen. You see, this live coal, it represents the power of the Holy Ghost of God. See, we think, well, preacher, you know, there ain't no way in the world I can get out of the things that I can quit doing the things that I'm doing. No, you can't. But the Holy Ghost of God, if you have faith and trust in the Lord, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God can lead you and guide you in the right path. Amen? He can deliver you out of your sin. Praise God, He can deliver you in a path of righteousness. For His name's sake, He can do that. That's what He does. That's who God is. That's the power that He has. But we have to believe in faith, trusting in His power. Amen. His power of persuasion, His power in our life, His power to deal with us, to show us the right way. So not only do you have when we begin to have a vision, you begin to see the Lord high and lifted up and have a humbleness of heart that brings salvation, but you also begin to hear the call of God. God begins to speak to your heart. God begins to show you the right ways. Amen. And our ways is not God's ways. Amen. The human heart, praise God, is going to go away from God. The Bible says our heart is deceitful. Amen? It's deceitful. It'll lead us, this old flesh and the heart of man will lead us in the wrong direction. That's why we got to have a heart of God to put in us. We got to have a new heart. We got to have that stony heart plucked out and have a heart of flesh put in. He begins to give us that to give us a new direction and a new life. Without that, we don't have life. But hey, praise God, when we get that, we got life and more abundant. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we begin to see the salvation of the Lord. We begin to feel the presence of God. And we begin to hear the call. See, Isaiah heard the call of God. Amen? He said, also I heard the voice of the Lord. You know, when you get saved, amen. Now listen to me, when you get saved, and you commit yourself to the Lord, you begin to hear that still small voice. You know that little voice that you kind of shoved back and shoved away before? You begin to hear it. And it begins to make sense. You begin to read your Bible and it begins to make sense. Amen. You begin to read those verses that you used not to understand and you begin to understand them. That's just what God does. He does that in you, praise God, when you receive the Holy Ghost of God. I mean, when you receive Him, are you listening? When you receive Him, you begin to listen. You say, preacher, this is old stuff. You keep preaching. But we got to get a hold of this. We've got to learn to listen to God. We've got to learn that when He speaks, praise God, we've got to learn to hear. He's not speaking to us for naught. He speaks to us because He wants to help us. Hey, He's not saying stuff and showing you stuff that's going to hurt you. You say, well, preacher, God's pointing out to me things in my life, praise God, that I need to get away from. Well, you know what you need to do? Get away from them. Amen? Quit it. These things in your life, praise God, it's not pleasing to God. He's showing you. Just quit. Amen? Quit it. Do something different. Do something else to occupy your mind and your hands or whatever you need to do. Praise God. That's godly. God's word. But the Bible says that he said, also I heard the voice of the Lord. Now not only did he come with a humble heart and come unto salvation, but he come with a heart that was willing to hear. Amen. God had opened up a whole new avenue to him. I want to say that, praise God, when we start listening to God and hearing what He's got to say, it's a whole new avenue. You won't come to church and sit there and nod off and twiddle your thumbs and say, well, bless me if you can. You'll come in, you'll say, whoopee, praise God, I'm going to take this home with me. Amen. You'll go out encouraged, and praise God, instead of discouraged. You'll come out with new hope and new ambitions and new desires. Praise God. But he said he heard the voice of the Lord. He said, I heard the voice of the Lord. Have you heard the voice of the Lord lately? Have you heard the Lord? Has the voice of the Lord spoke to you? Has he tried to encourage you, tried to show you? Has he spoke through you to his word? Has he give you some good sound advice? I guarantee he has. And he said, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Now notice Isaiah, the Bible says Isaiah heard the call. And he called from God, heard a call from God. And God began to speak, and it was, you know who it was that answered the call? It was that renewed man. That answer. It was that man in a renewed relationship with the Lord that answered. See, God spoke this thing. Now, it wasn't a statement, but it was a question. He said, whom shall I send and who will go? See, it wasn't a commanding voice. God didn't speak. God, you know, most times God don't speak in a commanding voice. God speaks in a suggestive voice. Amen. He says, hey, listen, this is what you need to do. This is what's best for you. You know what we do? We get, and first thing you do, you get puffed up. Most of you just get puffed up at the preacher. Amen. And I'm just a messenger. I mean, I just give you what God says and how to apply it to our lives most times. And you get puffed up at the preacher. You go home and say, well, I'm not doing that at all. That preacher made me mad. Well, you don't get, hey, you guys go way past the preacher. You got to take it up with God.
Amen.
Amen. Did I just tell you what thus says the Word of God? And so Isaiah, he heard God speaking. Amen. Heard God speaking, praise God. It was a personal thing, praise God. That new man heard God speaking like he had never heard him before. If we ever get a renewedness with God, praise God, we'll hear God like we've never heard him before. Well, that's what I would that America would get again. It would be in the renewedness with God so that we can hear God speak again. It thrilled my heart, praise God, to see folks, men, women, boys, and girls, praise God, listening for God. You say, well, preacher, that really don't matter, does it? It don't matter. What about when that trump and that shout goes out? If we're not listening, praise God, we might miss it. Huh? He said, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Could be today. But what if we're tuned out? What if we ain't listening? You say, well, preacher, if we're saved, if you're saved, you're listening. Amen. Amen. If you're saved, you're listening. You want to hear what God says, and you want to do right. I don't believe there's anybody that don't want to do right. Unless you're just totally rebellious against God. If you're totally rebellious against God, you claim to be a child of God, you may, he may just snuff you out. Amen. He'll only deal with you so much, and he'll take you out of here. You continue in your rebellion. There's a whole lot of premature graves all over this land, praise God, where people got saved and gave their life to the Lord and then turned their back on him and went another direction. And he's convicted them. He's tried to woo them back in, praise God, and they just kept rejecting him, pushing him away, and he just snuffed them out. You know, you're just one breath away from eternity. Amen. I don't care who you are. Man, woman, boy, girl, you're one breath away from eternity. Praise God. But the Bible said that's where new man answered the Lord. And he asked a question, not a command, and that's not a commanding voice. It's just a still small voice, if you will. He said, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Amen. Amen. Who will go for, yeah. He said, who will go for us? Did you get that? It's who will go for us? Who's he talking about? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. He said, who's going to go for us? Amen. Who's going to go for God? He said, who's going to be on our side? Amen. It's just like a football game, but when the quarterback gets in the huddle, and praise God, they're down 7 points, and they got 15 seconds left, and he said, who here thinks they can get the ball across the goal line? That's what God's answer today, praise God. Who can get the ball across the goal line? Who will go for me? Who will take a chance? Amen. That old man that I used to be, it was the Lord, just give that ball to Jesse. Amen. Give that ball to Jesse. He'll run it. Amen. He'll get it across there. Give it to Jesse. Amen. Boy, when I was Jesse's age, I could fly. Amen. Praise the Lord. Before I got knocked kneed and busted up, broke up. But he said, who'll go? So he'll carry the load. Who'll go for us? And I believe old Isaiah there, and I can just see my mind's eye before he ever thought. He was just standing there. He said, then said I. Here am I. Amen. I don't even think he had to think about it. Amen. If you're a child of God, you're trying to do right and you're listening to God, God will speak to your heart and he'll say, will you go? And you'll say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, send me. That's what Isaiah said. He said, hey, he said, here I am, send me. He answered a call. Amen. Why? Because he had done seen God high and lifted up. He had done come with a humble heart. He had done received salvation and forgiveness of his sins. Praise God. He had done come out of his uncleanness. He had stepped over on the other side of a relationship with God and he was on his way to glory. He was hearing what God had to say. God began to deal his heart. God began to show him the right direction. You know what will take place when we begin to see God lifted up? We begin to have humbleness in our heart. We begin to receive the salvation, partake in the salvation that we have, that we claim to have. And we begin to hear God speak one more time. We'll begin to see our nation change. We'll begin to see people. We'll begin to have a vision. Amen. I have a vision. And a vision we'll have about the uncleanness and unwillingness will be gone. Amen. When we begin to have that vision, we begin to see that vision that God wants us to see, our uncleanness and our unwillingness, it'll be gone. It won't be part of us no more. We'll be a new man, a new creation, a new creature in Christ Jesus. That old life will be gone. And behold, all things are become new. Amen. We'll be going in a new direction. We'll be going with a new attitude. We'll be going in a new life. We'll be going with new expectations. We'll be going with new desires. We'll be going, praise the Lord, in new fellowship. Amen. We'll leave them old buds behind. Amen. If they want to get heaven, praise God, they're going to have to come to where we're at. We can't go to where they're at. Amen. You can't go down the pits and pull them out. Remember what I told you last Sunday? They got to want out. Amen. 2 Timothy says, they've got to recover themselves. They've got to be like that prodigal down the hog pen. They've got to realize that they're tired of eating slop. Amen. And they got to realize they want to eat off the master's table. Glory to God. Master's got a table. So how do we know? Amen. When we know that we've had the vision, we'll depart from our uncleanness. Amen. And we'll get on the right page. We'll get rid of that unwillingness. Amen. It'll be gone. And we'll have new desires. Praise God. I wonder today, have you got new desires? You got new desires? Hey, praise God. Wouldn't it be good to have new desires? As we look at our relationship with the Lord, as we look at fellowship, as we look at revival, individual revival, wouldn't it be good to have new desires? To have a new willingness? To have a new cleanness? Just say, Lord, here I am. Send me. Lord, I'll partake. I want what you've got for me because I want to use it for you. You know what God does? He just steps in. He takes you and begins to mold you and make you, clean you, up, getting you ready for that glorious day of his appearing. So he can use you now and he can receive you then. That's God's hope. That's God's promise for you. That's what he wants for you. But what do we want for ourselves? If we want to get out of our uncleanness and we want to have a willingness to serve. God's still sending out the call. Whom will I send? And who will go for us? God's asking that question tonight. He said, can I send you? Will you go? Can I send you? Will you go? Amen. And you know, if we've got a pure heart and a pure mind, we'll say, before we even have to think about it, we'll say, here I am, Lord. Send me. Amen. Here I am, Lord. Send me.